I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Tina in Allied Gardens. Hi, Tina.
Hey there. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing really well.
Good.
How about you?
Me too. Thanks. I'm doing really great. Thank you.
Tina, do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, can you go get a cup of coffee, please?
You bet. Good luck.
Tina, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You're going to get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A Garage Door and Gate Store.com. Also want to remind you that all ties go to Tammy. Okay, Tina?
I'm ready. Thanks.
You're very welcome. Steve Burns says he made less money during the first several seasons of Blue's Clues than every waiter he knew. What kind of animal was Blue on Blue's Clues?
Blue was a dog.
White Lotus co-stars Jason Isaacs and Walton Goggins don't appear to have an issue, but when Goggins was asked about the alleged beef between himself and Amy Lee Wood, he refused to respond. In the TV show, what is the White Lotus?
Oh, God, I don't even have a clue. I've never seen that. Sorry.
That's all right. The Equalizer has been canceled, but Queen Latifah is grateful for the five seasons that it got. What network aired The Equalizer?
NBC.
Lady Gaga played for 2.5 million people at Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro on Saturday, which breaks this singer's record at the same beach last year. Is it Madonna, Taylor Swift, or Beyonce?
Got to say Taylor Swift.
And finally, the Met Gala kicked off last night. The 2025 Met Gala theme is Superfine, a tailoring black style. It's an invite-only charity event. What is the full name of the Met?
I'm not doing too well today. The Metropolitan Elegant Talent People. I don't know.
Hey, that pretty much sums it up. Let's get Tam back in. Tina, what's your day looking like today?
It's looking good. I'm going to work. I'm glad.
Oh, that's a really nice attitude. What do you do for a living?
I work in the accounting office of a management company.
Okay. Tina likes her job and does not feel she did so well this morning.
I don't think I did.
Well, then we'll move along.
Okay. One out of five today for Tina. Today, Steve Burns says he made less money during the first several seasons of Blue's Clues than every waiter he knew. What kind of animal was Blue on Blue's Clues?
He was a dog. Or is Blue a she?
I
think Blue's a girl.
Blue was a girl.
Yeah.
Okay. A dog is what we're looking for, and it's 1-1. White Lotus co-stars Jason Isaac and Walton Goggins don't appear to have an issue, but when Goggins was asked about the alleged beef between himself and Amy Lee Wood, he refused to respond. In the TV show, what is the White Lotus?
A hotel?
Yeah. A hotel is correct. It's 2-1, Tammy. The Equalizer has been canceled, but Queen Latifah is grateful for the five seasons it got. What network airs The Equalizer? Or I should say aired at this point.
NBC?
That's not right. CBS, what we're looking for. Still 2-1, Tammy. Lady Gaga played for 2.5 million people at Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro on Saturday, which breaks this singer's record at the same beach last year. Is it Madonna, Taylor Swift, or Beyonce?
Madonna.
It is Madonna. Material
and
girl.
And you know she was annoyed as all get out over that. You know she
that
was.
That Lady Gaga broke her record?
You know Madonna was annoyed by
Can
that.
Can you even fathom being in a crowd of 2.5 million people?
I was in a crowd of just over a million.
When you went to go see Garth at
when
Central Park?
When I went to see Garth at Central Park,
Did the size of the crowd dawn on you at the time, or were you just so excited to be there?
I didn't see the entire scope because we had to look at a big screen. I just don't think the enormity of it hit me.
Does it shock you that Balboa Park is bigger than Central Park in Manhattan?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
True story. Tina, sorry, are you still with us? Just having a conversation here.
I'm still here.
All right.
Sidebar.
Learning
sorry
all kinds
about that.
Of things here today. It is now 3-1, Tammy. And finally, the Met Gala kicked off last night. The 2025 Met Gala theme is Super Fine, tailoring black style. It's an invite-only charity event. What is the full name of the Met?
The Metropolitan Museum of Art.
That's right.
Okay.
score of 4-1 for Tammy today, Tina. So you're not going to get any of her money, but we do have a great prize for you.
You have a pair of tickets to join us for KSON's All-American Summer, starring Scotty McCreery and the band Perry, happening June 14th at Front Wave Arena.
Yay, congratulations, Tammy, but thank you for the wonderful gift.
You're welcome.
Listen to the graciousness here. I kind of feel guilty. I have to ask you to say this, Tina.
Hi, I'm Tina from Allied Gardens, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.